Hello, everyone. Welcome again to another Word for Today with Ray. So grateful for you to be with me today. So thankful to think about you studying the Word of God. And I pray as you've gone through this book of Colossians together with me, that you've learned a great deal about God's ways, what He's done for us, what He wants us to do in response to those things, and how to live a Christian life in this world. We're going to finish up the book of Colossians today, so let's finish by asking the Lord to bless our time together, and we'll enter into the Word. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your Word. We thank you for this book of Colossians. What a joy it is to have gone through this entire book. And we ask that you would just bless us and help us as we finish up these last few verses. We know that you have a great plan for us, and we pray that you will guide us into all truth by your Holy Spirit, that you will lead us and direct us as we continue to learn those things, to be able to know how to live them by your Spirit. And Lord, we're just so grateful and thankful that you have given us your Word. We bless you and we give you thanks today, and we do so in Jesus' name. Amen. The title to today's lesson is Archippus. Take heed to the ministry. It's taken from the book of Colossians, chapter 4, verse 17. There are only two verses left to Paul's letter to the Colossians. And as he continued his list of fellow prisoners, laborers, and servants in chapter 4, verse 17 of his letter to the Colossians, Paul wrote of another man who was instrumental in the ministry, Archippus. Archippus was given a special charge to take heed, where we read, "And say to Archippus, take heed to the ministry which you have received in the Lord, that you fulfill it." The verse begins, "And say to Archippus, take heed to the ministry." Paul began this verse with the word "and," which denotes a continuum. And we should remember that the chapters and verses were not originally in these letters. They were added to make it easier for us to access certain references in the Bible. Paul desired for the church to say to Archippus, whose name means master of the horse, to take heed or to see or discern with the bodily eye, or discern mentally, observe, perceive, discover, understand, to turn to the thoughts or direct the mind toward a thing, to consider, contemplate, to look at, to weigh, or to carefully examine. Archippus was to take heed to the ministry, which is the Greek word diakonia, from which we get our English word deacon, and means the ministration of those who render to others the offices of Christian affection, especially those who help meet needs either by collecting or distributing of charities. A diakonia was to be the servicing and ministering person who, by executing the commands of others, served people. The verse continues, "which you have received in the Lord." Paul takes the time to refer to the source of Archippus's ministry. He wrote, "which you have received," or accepted and acknowledged and professes to be in the Lord, or with and by he to whom a person or thing belongs, about which he has the power of deciding, the master. In other words, Archippus received his ministry from the Lord, and he was to take heed to the ministry given to him. The verse goes on to say, "that you fulfill it." Paul ends his direction to Archippus by this short phrase, "that you fulfill it," which means to make full, to fill up, that is to fill to the full, to cause to abound, to furnish or supply liberally, to render full, and that is to complete. Archippus was to carry out into effect, bring into realization, and realize everything that his ministry required. His ministry was given to him by the Lord Jesus, and he was to administer it in every way possible. When we think about Archippus and the ministry in which he was to take heed, we may think about our own ministry. If we were examined for our measure of fulfillment in our ministry, would it be said that we have done everything possible to bring it into full effect? Paul's charge to Archippus may benefit us the best by inserting our name in his place. In other words, Paul would say, "and say to," insert our names here, Take heed to the ministry which you have received in the Lord, that you fulfill it. And may the Lord give us the wisdom and strength to do so. Next time, we will end the book of Colossians and learn from the three final phrases from Paul. So read ahead, and we shall join together then. Until tomorrow, there is more. And may the Lord bless you and keep you. May he make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace as you continue to study his word. In Jesus' name.